views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me, folks. I'd like to start off the show this week by giving everybody the number to the studio so that you can give us some calls, and we are going to try our best to pick you up as soon as possible. Okay, guys? So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Now,
so
if you'd like...
Hi. So, we just want to say, if you want a free reading, it's only $5.
No. So if you'd like an amazing reading with my bud over here, his number is 877-ANGELS-02. It's 877-ANGELS-02.
Minus the S at the end of angels.
We'll see how he has it. Angels. It's no. Angel minus the 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like to get a great reading with myself, my number is 1-900-1908. 1-800-GALL-ME if you want. 1-908-500-1474. That's 1-908-500-1474.
You're
I'm a little verklempt today.
Yeah, you're having a brain fart there.
Yeah. I have a lot on my mind. I have a lot on my mind, folks.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah.
This week's topic, in the first segment, is about trying to break past pattern habits. You know, a lot of people have a habit of repeating the same type of people coming into their lives.
Or sabotaging the same point where you're getting ahead, and then all of a sudden everything turns to crap, which means that unbeknownst to your conscious mind, you're kind of sabotaging that same point in time where you can become a success. So those are past pattern habits that we'd like to discuss to see if you can break that to become more successful in life.
Yeah, a lot of that has to do with the inner child, and it has to do with your upbringing. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, feeling worthy of having such wonderfulness in your life. And, you know, a lot of people, are so afraid of, moving ahead or making things happen because they're afraid that things will just go belly up. They're afraid they sabotage it because this is what's happened to them in their past.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't feel worthy enough to have that. I mean, they go for the struggle. They love the fight. They love that passion of going for it.
Going after it. But
right.
When it comes time to receive,
they crap out
or they give their power away.
Yeah,
or,
because they don't feel they're worthy of that power, or they're going to lose their dream, or they've been fighting so successfully up until that certain point where they feel, wait a minute, subconsciously, where do I go from here? I don't know how to do anything but struggle to get this. It's
right.
Very in-depth.
Right. And it's about receiving the glory of all your hard work and effort. And a lot of people, keep on. So, it's funny. When I do readings for women, I just did readings at the Compass. And I had two readings like this where these two women were deathly afraid of being in another relationship. And I saw them getting in another relationship. I said, I got news for you. And I saw a ring with them, too. And they looked at me like, what are you nuts? What are you crazy? Like, I said, no, but it's not the same type of person that you had before. And so, they were like more apt to listen. They weren't so defensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I was describing their future love, and I was describing the situation, and you know, and I told them what they had to do to allow this to happen, because both women were just going from work to home, work to home, work to home, and I said, you need to start going out. I said, this is the atmosphere that I see you being in for you to meet this person, to meet this wonderful person. And, you know, so, I mean, and they both agreed that they do just go from work to home, and they play this defensive game where, you know, they're so protective of their heart that they, you know, there are times where they really want, everybody wants to be loved.
Of course.
Everybody wants to be nurtured. Everybody wants that. It's just that, is your ego stronger than your soul saying, nope, we're going to keep the walls up. Nope. Right. We're going to block out everybody. Nope. You know?
Yeah. And also you have to remember, a lot of people put up these walls because of past relationships. I mean, not all the time it comes from a soul level. Sometimes it comes from a conscious level where you've had a bad relationship. We've had a couple of bad relationships, and then you blame yourself. And you really shouldn't, because all people are different. And if you are blaming yourself, then you say to yourself, self, what can I do differently in this relationship that I've done in prior relationships? And catch yourself. And it probably isn't even you. It's probably the person you're attracting. Because, you know, the law of attraction.
Yeah, you attract the same type of person
because your mindset is not different.
You know what I said to these two girls that were stuck?
What?
You know, I said to two of them, I said, your soul is so starving of this pattern that you've created your whole life that you finally came to me and you're asking for answers. It's
right.
Like you're tired of this.
Yes.
You want bigger, you want better, you want more, you want yes. this, you want that. I said, and you are asking for answers. I said, that's what you're doing. You are asking for answers. I said, please, you know, can I get out of this? You know, and I said, so now you come to see me and now I'm giving you black and white answers.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. But you see, people have to look at that and they have to accept that, and they have to accept that possibly they could make small changes within their lives to achieve their ultimate goal. Now, like I was saying before, I don't know if any of you are familiar with The Secret. That's the law of attraction. I do suggest that everybody goes onto YouTube and pulls up what's called The Secret. And I want you to listen to that. Because nothing truer has ever been spoken. No words truer have ever been spoken. And you'll see that it applies to everybody's life in the same way. What you put out there, what you're thinking about yourself, it's not even so much what you verbally say. It's the way you're thinking, the way you're feeling. Those patterns in the universe come to you back as either negative or positive. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking of yourself in a negative overtone, you're actually putting out there, I'm no good, I'm not worthy, I shouldn't have it, I never get it.
Or this is all I deserve.
This is all I deserve. And even if you're not saying it to anybody else and you're not vocalizing it, but just you're feeling that, the universe doesn't know whether you're speaking to about yourself or about someone else. The universe doesn't know whether or not you're speaking to someone or to yourself or feel yourself or feel somebody else. So what I'm telling you to do is watch The Secret. Try and change your mindset and try to start believing that you're worth it. Try to start believing that your patterns can change and just step back and accept what you can manifest, because it's so important.
What's a very good thing to do?
Yeah.
What's a very good thing to do is to get a dream board. And what you do is you get a chalkboard and, you know, a cork board. And you put a picture of yourself right in the middle and picture the kind of life that you want to image for yourself. And it's called the dream board. And you cut out pictures from a magazine. And what you do is that you can cut out a picture of your favorite car. You could pick out a picture of a very handsome family or a wonderful family. You could pick a picture of the islands, of an airplane that represents travel. Put whatever it is you want. You could put a dog, you could put, whatever, school, you could put doctor, whatever it is your dream and your goal is. The reason why it's important that, for people have a hard time visualizing their life in a happy way, I just lost a train of thought, it's important to do that because your eyes need to see you as a part of this, as a part of your future, as a part of a way of life.
You need to manifest that in your thoughts. And you just manifest yourself. Let's say you want to go to the Bahamas or you want to go to a tropical island. Manifest yourself in your thoughts as being there, laying on the beach, drinking a pina colada. And believe it in your soul. Because like I said, the universe doesn't know whether or not, you're saying it with your words, but you're not believing it in your heart. They don't know if you're saying it about somebody else or yourself. So you absolutely need to believe that that's going to happen. The belief part is so important. But we have a caller. Her name is Corinne from California.
But we're going to go to a commercial break.
We're going to go to a commercial break and come right back for you, Karina.
It's amazing. What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word. light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in
is such a beautiful song. That makes anybody feel better, doesn't it? Isn't it comforting, guys?
Yeah, whenever I'm in one of those, I need a pick-me-up or I need to be nurtured, or that song really, really does me well. That's a beautiful song.
Well, you know what? We promised Karina that we were going to take her from California and we're going to bring her to Jersey. No.
That's right. We'll bring it to the East Coast, baby.
Hi, Karina. How are you, sweetie pie? Karina?
Yes. Hi.
How are you, darling?
Hello.
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I hope you guys are doing the same. I'm always entertained by you guys. You guys are so funny together. Always
Thank
have me
you.
Cracking up in my office. Anyway, so basically, it's funny because you kind of answered my question as I'm waiting on the line and listening to you guys. Kind of answered my question a little bit. My question is this. Okay, with your topic that you're going through today, which is, you know, like the whole self-sabotaging type of thing, and, you know, right. with your thoughts, subconscious, you know, what you can create and all that. Well, I have been concerned for my children. They're young. But my concern is actually when they get older, because my family, my husband's family, has a strong prevalence to addiction. And I'm a smoker, and I'm trying to quit. It's just the hardest thing, but I know I have to take the steps towards that direction. And, like, I know my subconscious, you know, is worried. My conscious and subconscious is worried for my children. And I'm like, I need to stop smoking for them, for their
future.
Let
me stop you. Let me stop you right there. You know, addictions, not all addictions are bad. If you get them addicted to something like sports or something like reading, book clubs, positive addictions, then yes, you'll be satisfying your soul's fear that your children will become addicted because they are now addicted, let's say, to reading or drawing or doing something that, or music, learning instruments. So they are feeding, they're fulfilling the addiction, but in a very positive way.
Yeah, because an addiction is a feeding, it like feeds your soul or feeds your ego, one or the other. You know, when it's something positive, it's feeding your soul. When it's something negative, it's feeding your ego.
Right.
And so you want to be able to, you know, feed the right part of yourself, you know. And as far as, you know, you want to do it for the kids, for you to stop smoking, you need to do it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you have to say, well, what is the benefit to me stop smoking? It could be, I want to see my kids graduate. I want to see kids have kids. I want to see my kids get married. There has to be a connection for you that hits home personally for you to give up an addiction, whatever it may be.
Right.
So when you see, you know, what the cause and effect is by you giving it up, it's just like, well, I just want to be happier, or I'm just doing it for the kids. That's not strong enough. There has to be a direct link for you to really have that desire to give up something that's so powerful, that's so addicting.
True. But if you feed your children the proper addictions, such as music lessons, art lessons, and they become so enamored with them, that is truly feeding an addiction. So you won't have to worry about them getting addicted, let's say, to, God forbid, drugs or alcohol or bad things. You know what I mean? So you can control them by controlling those addictions, by feeding them the kinds of addictions that you'd be proud to, or for them to be proud to have.
I personally don't like the word addiction.
I don't either.
Addiction, even in the positive sense of that you're saying, addiction is something where you become very obsessed. It's almost like
Obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, an obsessive compulsive, or somebody who is very where they have you don't want to
OCD?
Superstitions.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Because if you don't do this or if you don't do that, you know, this is going to happen, or I won't feel right, or I'm not going to have a good day if I don't have my lucky rabbit foot, if I don't do this, I mean, yes, there are certain, you know, like saying positive prayers, saying positive thoughts, thinking, visualizing positive outcomes for yourself and for your kids or for whoever. It's so important to visualize what it is that you want to experience.
And experience for your children. And that goes right back to what I was saying in the beginning of the show, The Secret. Have you ever seen that thing on?
I have. I've seen the movie a long time ago.
I think you should refer back to that. Go back and look at it again and look at it again.
It's about programming your mind.
Yeah, programming your mind to put out the kind of positive thoughts you want for you or your family, including your children.
But you don't have control of your children.
Right.
You could only be a strong
influence
or a strong example, but they still have to want it for themselves. You have to help them guide them to something positive, but you can't make them change. You could only lead them to the water, and you could only show them and, you know, maybe inspire them. And, you know, sometimes you're not the one who could do that. Sometimes it takes an outside force.
True.
Somebody outside of yourself to be able to do it.
But you're going to recognize, you're going to recognize patterns because you already know that your family tends to be like that word, addictive. You already know those patterns, so you can see and you can watch your children, and you could lead them, instead of, like I said, to negative addictions, you could lead them to positive ones.
When you're consciously aware of the addictions, at least now you could do something about it. Some people are so lost, emotionally lost in their addiction, whether it be with love, whether it be with lust, whether it be with drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, gambling.
True.
They're so emotional. It's so a part of their life that they don't look at it like there's a problem. It's like they're just so obsessed about constantly wanting and needing, like a cigarette. So when you are consciously aware of it, then you could really do something about it. But it's like, do you want to? Or are you allowing this to be your emotional friend that, that keeps you comforted? Or do you want that kind of a friend around you?
Right. And it doesn't mean because you smoke or you don't smoke, your children will or will not pick up the habit. You know, there's a lot of
pressure. Right, but I'm concerned about that subconscious thing, that worry. I mean, even though, like, I'm trying to visualize them and guide them into sports and all these other positive hobbies, and you're absolutely right. I'm being aware. I know I want to make that change. I haven't had a cigarette, like, all day today. So
good
that's like
you.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
But you see, you have
and
to do
that. And it's just,
you.
I know that. Yeah, positive.
See, but I also know we got to get going to a commercial break. But I also know that there are kids that grew up with parents who are smokers, and it turned them off so bad that they became non-smokers themselves because they just couldn't stand being around it all the time.
Right, and don't be fearful. What you got to do is put out positive energy that they're not going to become addicted.
And what you're doing is when you stop giving in to your addiction, that means I'm in power and I'm taking control.
Right.
Every single time you take that cigarette, every time, that means you're giving in to your weakness. You're giving in. You're giving in. You're losing. You are totally losing your soul into the addiction. But right now we got to go to a commercial break. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Thanks, Karina.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination, of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
The same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to.
welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we have a lot of callers today, guys, and we want you to know that we're going to get every one of you and just give us a little bit of a chance. And today, our topic is something really important because a lot of us sometimes strive very hard and do so much and put ourselves out right to the edge of the cliff to get what we want. And then all of a sudden, when we're at the edge, something screws up and we just don't get it. And that we're trying to discuss today, how to stop putting yourself in that ambiguous situation without you even consciously knowing it. So we'd like to try and help everybody stop that. Stop the, go ahead, Artie, what do you call that?
BS.
Yeah. No, the ability to stop and to stop your bad patterns, the bad habits, you know, and you don't sometimes consciously have to know that you're having them. We just want you to learn how to stop past habits.
A lot of people say that, you know, this is the hand that I was dealt with.
Yeah. Well, that's
and so this out. Is, yeah, this is the way life is. And people are not taking responsibility to make a conscientious choice,
right,
wanting to make healthy choices,
right,
whether it be choosing healthier relationships, whether it be choosing, you know, healthier friends, choosing, you know, healthier things to do. You know, this is all our responsibility. We call our own shots.
Absolutely. That's why God gave you free will.
Yeah. And a lot of people, and this just happened again in the reading, where this person kept on doing things that really weren't serving her higher good. And, but she's been stuck in this routine for a long, long time. Yeah. And I said to her, you were literally waiting for the hand of God,
right,
to come in and all of a sudden like change your life on its own without you making any effort whatsoever. And life will be hunky dories.
That's not happening.
And I said, that's not happening. I said, once you start stepping a little bit out of your comfort zone, once you start to break the pattern of how you've always been doing things and maybe walking around the park, maybe going to the gym, maybe going,
right,
you know, places with friends or doing stuff,
well, you
and not
it.
Always being so.
You hit it on the head. Change your patterns.
Right.
You have to change your patterns. There's no doubt. But we have a caller, Ron, from New Jersey, the Garden State. And that's where we live. Hi, Ron. How are you, sweetie?
I am doing well. Thank you. Good afternoon, Artie and Sky. How are you?
Good afternoon,
Very
buddy.
Very well, thank you.
What can we do you for?
Well, I actually had a question on in relation to the income and work fronts for myself. I'm ending my current solar year and about to enter into my new solar year, and I've been struggling with my employer and the choices they make where I think my integrity comes into question and my abilities and capabilities as far as others seeing it, customers and things of that nature, by choices that they're making.
Right.
So I keep trying to reinforce in myself that I am better than this. I'm working towards, you know, making contact.
I have, wait, first of all, I want to apologize for the dog. I just want to interrupt you for a second. Her dog is very sick, can't leave the room where we're at, and so he's acting like fickle. So,
yeah.
But we apologize. But go ahead.
We're
still
sorry
listening.
About that.
Go ahead, Ron.
And that's okay. I've been trying to reinforce myself. Positive energies, positive speaking to myself. And, you know, it's mostly once I leave out of there, because the space can be negative in its sense. I have to go around and walk around a building during the day sometimes just to free myself of that energy that is working the environment, you know. And I'm just wondering, do you see anything coming forward as far as change and prosperity and hopefully change of location?
All right. Well, as far as you, you know, staying stuck, you know, it's like almost like if somebody is in a boiling pot of water and they're waiting for the air to cool off, you have to, you know, you could maybe, you know, do moments of receiving pleasures where you're at within your environment. You can't cure the environment. The energy, it is what it is, unless if it's a collective thought from the people on top and the majority of the people. It needs to be a collective thought. The only thing that you could do while you're in this environment is like go within inside yourself and you're in this protective bubble in a sense, but this beautiful white light of energy while you're doing what you have to do. But you're playing the survival game rather than waking up every day, can't wait to go to work, can't wait to do things.
You know, may I?
Go ahead.
I'm being told a change of environment is crucial for you to change the pattern of your life right now. I don't know if that's an option for you. I don't know if you can do that, but a change of environment is very crucial. The people you see, the people you you know, the environment itself. I believe that things are going to change as soon as you do change your environment. Now, I don't know if it's able. You're able.
Yeah, well, I'm working towards, you know, putting out the resumes and different things because I know where I'm working at has been too long, and in 8 years, it's the same thing keeps repeating itself. And there's a few of us that come in every day, and it's like, you know, I really dread coming in here. And that's just the way it's been more intensely in the past 6 months. And I know I need to work on change, and that's what I'm working on. I'm just, you know, trying to change that environment altogether.
All right. Well, as far as changing the environment, you're not going to do. As far as you changing into a different place, space and place, believe it or not, I see this happening within, it's going to happen within 3 months. I do not see you staying there. You are going to get a change.
I feel that. And everything is going to change along with that when that happens.
Right. And
for the better.
And right now we got to go to a commercial break. Thank you so much for calling in. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
To live for today and to love for tomorrow is the wisdom of a fool, because tomorrow is promised to no one. You see, love is that wonderful thing that the whole wide world needs plenty of. And if you think for 1 minute that you can live without it, then you're only fooling yourself. Listen, please. I'd like to tell you something that happened to me just the other day. I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes. Now they're gone. And I look at my life. It was barren and so bare. Without love, I had nothing, nothing at all. A sweetheart who loved only me. There was nothing that she would not give. No, I was blind to her goodness, and I just could not see that a heart without love cannot live.
It's a great song from Tom Jones, folks, and that's kind of like an oldie. Welcome back, and we are going to take some more callers on our amazing Angels and Answers show. But before that, I would like to give you some telephone numbers for my amazing psychic medium partner named Artie Hoffman.
That would be me.
And his number is 877-ANGEL-02.
That's it. You got it right this time.
You know, I don't know why I say all the time. O is a letter. Zero is a number. And of course, my number, if you'd like to get a great reading with me, myself and I, the three of us, my number is 908-500-1474. And Artie's number again is 877-ANGEL-02.
And what's the number to the station?
And the number to the station, of course, how could I forget that one, is 1-800-930-2819. And we would love to hear from you guys. We can give you a little free mini reading and try to help you out as much as we can.
Yeah, we'll give you our insights. And, you know, so the thing that, again, why people have these past pattern habits, it also has to, but we only have a few minutes. So if we're going to read somebody.
Yeah, we're going to read Debbie next.
But we only have a few minutes left until we have to go to a commercial break already.
So bear with us, folks.
Yeah. So, but a lot of it has to do with childhood, and it has to do with your upbringing and, you know, what you've been conditioned to and what you're used to. And a lot of people grow comfortable with the uncomfortableness.
Yes.
And
because that's all they know.
And that's all they know.
That's all they know. So, of course, that's what you see, what you know is what you what you're going to say and what you're going to do. So that, you know, it, you can't be faulted. But now as an adult, you can learn how to be different. And, you know, I look, folks, I am not against people, or I'm not against the thought.
I'm not against people either. I'm pro people.
Oh, shut up, you. I'm not against the thought of people holding on to the past because that's in your makeup. But I am against the thought where, yeah, you can hold on to the past and learn from it and go forward. Because God gave everybody free will. And if you're recognizing that this is a problem and you don't like it because you grew up in that environment, then change it. You're an adult now. You can do it.
A big breakthrough is when you could admit that you're wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of times people hate to admit that they're wrong.
I'm never wrong.
I know you're not. And when you could admit that you're wrong, or you admit that something is not working, then, you know, you're growing and you're allowing yourself to go through the changes.
That's right.
You know, you're allowing yourself to accept the new. But if you're always defending, well, my dad always did this and my mom always did this. Well, I was led to believe.
And you hate it.
And you hate it. And guess what? It's not working for you. And so do you want to still keep on defending what once always was?
Or do you want to be an independent thinker and try and change what you don't like?
I agree. I pulled the sky on that. I agree. 1,000%.
I thought he fell asleep on me. He looked at me, folks, like so seriously, dead straight in the eyes, and he doesn't say anything for like a second, and then he goes, I agree 1,000%. You know, that's because I say that all the time.
That's
you know?
Right.
He's got to bust him on me every day. That's why I love him.
So, again.
Hey, darling. By the way, I love your earring. It looks very hot.
Really?
Very sexy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like mine?
Oh, yeah, the one in the nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes up through your nostril?
Yeah, into my brain.
Into
actually.
Your brain, yeah.
This is my cable.
I thought it was opening up some other valves.
Yeah. No. This is my cable reception from the spirit world.
There you go. I believe it.
My antennae.
Actually, you want to know something? Since I put my earring on, you know, because I had an earring for, you know, since, I don't know, 10 years now or something. And then because I had to go through an MRI and go through that machine and stuff, so they made you take off everything.
Oh, yeah.
To find out. I honestly, it's been so long since I bought my last earring, I couldn't remember if it was real or not. I honestly didn't know.
Seriously?
Yeah. And it turned out, you know, when I went to the jeweler place, I said, is this real? And he says, no, this is no energy to it whatsoever. So I got, you know, this earring and stuff. So, I got some nice compliments with it.
I like it. It does something for your features. It really brightens
really?
Up.
Really?
Yes. It looks very sexy.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I love it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
what were you going to say now that I interrupted you? Have you lost your train?
Woo-hoo! Right. So, anyway, you know, don't be afraid to try new ventures. And even if things blow up in your face, you're going to learn from it.
Yes.
You know, so many people are afraid to take chances in life and they end up staying stagnant. They end up staying stuck. And, you know, this is where the adventure is, trying new things,
yes.
You know, and going for it.
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, by just.
What's we have that? To wrap up the first hour, folks. So we have to go to a commercial.
All right. So enough of me. Enough of Sky.
Yeah.
So stick around, everybody.
We'll be right back.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.